This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of implications, folks, with Biden's public disgrace in Afghanistan. And it's only going to get worse for those Democrats. Welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It is where you can find out more about me, and I happen to be Kevin Jackson. This is our radio part of the network. We've got a social media site coming up. We've got it's called SurfStack. I'm going to go ahead and give you the name. It's amazing. It's everything in one, and it's phenomenal. It's being built. We've got the Flick Fest if you want to go after Hollywood and pop culture and give the little guy a shot. Hey, enjoy Hollywood films. They do great work. But there are other people out there doing work that you haven't heard. You ever turn on the radio, maybe you have Sirius XM or something, and you find some obscure station and you hear songs that you're not hearing repetitively on the radio and you like them? That's what will happen if you decide to go check out the Flick Fest. Mostly shorts. 10 minutes to 40 minutes, which is perfect, because that's about the amount of time you have to do something from time to time. And here's the big reason. The big reason is when you support something that's started by conservatives, you're doing everybody a favor. Because ultimately, we will get the type of product that we want. I was telling somebody the other day, remember the segregation back in the day when blacks were just completely. I was in Richmond, Virginia. I was at Maggie Walker's home, and one of the guys who's the tour guide for the Department of Interior said, okay, that street right there was the dividing line between blacks and whites. Here's Maggie Walker's house and the doctors and the lawyers and the black community, and when you go in her house, it's a historical, it's a landmark, and they have pictures of the town, the part of town where blacks live. And you had middle of the afternoon, black women in beautiful dresses and hats and walking with their children. It was a beautiful, safe environment. And blacks did commerce with one another. Forget, you didn't even have to know the white world existed. Black farmers grew their own food. They made their own product. And you know what happened? White folks realized it and said, you know what? We better bring these people into the fold because they need goods and services as well. And if we don't do it, they will create their own ecosystem because that's what we did. It was safer. Let me tell you, you go back to those neighborhoods, they were safer, they were better, kids were better mannered, less crime, well-educated, and I could go on. It was amazing. I dare you to go to Richmond, Virginia, and see what I'm talking about. Here's what I'm saying to you, conservatives. If we separate ourselves from them, they will come chasing after us. And I only wish I had a bigger mouthpiece to tell you. And don't think that I had a big discussion about some of these guys that are huge social media followings and people like that. They don't care. There is no group that says, you know what, we're going to get together and we've made enough money, or even if it's not about money, for me it's not, we're going to get together and we're going to make sure that the best of what we have to offer is put out there. If we did it in a week, folks, it's really this simple. Within a week, we'd be done. The left would come, they would jump through fire to get to us. They would walk over hot coals. Anyway, as I said, implications with Biden. It's not about Afghanistan. Afghanistan is a microcosm of the macrocosm of everything that the left does. This same disgrace that's happening in Afghanistan happened at the U.S. border, and it's continuing to happen. Thousands of people trying to get into this country, leaving their country, leaving squalor to come here to this godforsaken place to live. You have to wonder, if you take the leftist point of view, why would anybody want to come here? But they do. You know why people were jumping on those planes in Afghanistan? To get here. Get me out. Please take me to America. What do you think would happen if the Taliban said, everyone who wants to go to leave Afghanistan, you want to go? You go to America? You want to go? Get in line over there. The Taliban wouldn't have anything left. They'd have a bunch of land and a bunch of goat porkers out there going, well, there's no one here. That entire country would leave. The same disgrace that's happening in Afghanistan, that's happening at the U.S. border, is happening in every American city every single day. You say the Taliban's taking over at Kabul? The Taliban's taking over Detroit. The Taliban has taken over D.C. The Taliban's taking over Baltimore, Chicago, St. Louis, Memphis, Little Rock. We have a Taliban here. The Taliban is just a name for a bad guy. Because let me tell you, there are bad guys here that the Democrats condone. The Taliban is Antifa. The Taliban is Black Lives Matter. Oh, I'll say it for you. You may be afraid to say it. Kevin, I can't say that. Well, I'll say it for you. The same disgrace that's happening in Afghanistan, that's happening at the U.S. border, that's happening in American cities, is happening to the American economy. Because we have a madman, a guy who has no clue on how to run a budget, and he's spending trillions of dollars. He's wasting trillions of dollars on BS projects that we have. There's no reason for us to be spending money on. Global climate junk. Scams. The same disgrace is happening in Afghanistan, it's happening at the U.S. border, it's happening in American cities, it's happening to the American economy, it's happening with this scamdemic. A disgrace. And you know the biggest disgrace is Americans who know freedom are giving up their freedoms over a scam. And they're not only giving up your freedoms, you're giving up money, trillions of dollars that are going to a scam. And finally, maybe you're waking up a little bit. There's lots of news out there, and it's all related to Afghanistan, because we substitute one dictatorship for another. You want to know where? New York. You just got rid of one bad guy. Now this new lady's going to come in, and yeah, she'll straighten out everything in the state of New York, right? Yeah. Suddenly New York's going to become safer, and the utopia the Democrats and leftists always dream of but never seem to find. Wu flu vaccine mandates now in New York. What did Cuomo do? Now every worker has to have this or that, or you got to be vaccinated to do this or whatever. Complete violation of the Constitution, violation of your civil rights. By the way, we have a project we launched that is going to put this into perspective. I hope you will dig deep and help us to get this thing going, because we got to explain that this is no different than the coloreds versus whites of the 1940s, 50s, etc. No different. Whites only. Backs only. Subjugating people. That's what we're doing. Let me ask you this before we go to break. You got any confidence in this fake administration?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Once again, Lee, the Independents gave him an F. That, you know, politically, that's not good for him in any fashion.
No, it isn't. And we've seen Independents softening towards Biden over the last month for sure. This is really not a good moment for him in any way. I think what people wanted to hear that he was going to operate swiftly, that he was going to protect the American people. What they're saying, though, is that they don't see it happening. This is short on details. We're all watching in horror as people are getting left behind, as our allies are being left behind. So this simply wasn't credible. People want to hear what he's going to do to fix it. There's so many unanswered questions. And the story here isn't what he did say. It's what he didn't say. People have more questions left now than when he started his speech. He didn't address what's most important to the American people. He's got to be held to account for it.
That was a pollster who was on Fox News, Fox and Friends, saying that Biden has lost
the independents. He's lost the Republicans, obviously, and believe it or not, an overwhelming swath of Democrats, many more than they would like, don't like the way he's handling this situation. So let me ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Do you believe Biden's going to get any better? You think Captain Demento's going to suddenly get a surge of brain power and be able to get this thing resolved? Glad you're here. 844-551-8255. He got an F. He got an F from Republicans and an F from independents and a C-minus from Democrats. That was the poll. And understand about polling, people. You already know what I'm going to tell you. That was a slanted poll. That's them asking more Democrats than Republicans. F's, and C-minus is what they get. They're looking for someone. Please, will somebody say something good about Biden? I saw somebody on one of these clips we got, my producers got, and he was like, oh, I have to give Biden's speech and, great thing. And I've already played the Brian Williams. I'm saying other people, and people are looking to them going, what are you talking about? You got Jake Tapper, Jim Acosta, Don Lemon. I haven't heard of it from anything from Anderson Cooper, but if CNN's other hosts are any indication, they are finally recognizing, you know what? You can't provide cover for a guy when people are trying to run down a plane on a runway, jump on it to go wherever it's going to go. They don't even care. Just get me out of here. But it gets worse. Biden's own people can't even tell you what's going on. General Kirby was asked how many people are in Afghanistan. How many Americans are in Afghanistan?
I don't know.
Really? So you're planning an evacuation. Let's take a step back. You and me, we're going to plan an evacuation. We're going to plan a move, okay? You and I. Simple move. We're going to plan this. So we're going to move our residents from town A to town B. And we've got a date that we've set to do it. And we're going to have to do it in a relatively hostile environment. People may not want to rent us trucks, or they may not want to provide manpower, etc. What are you going to do? Do you just up one day go, okay, today's moving day? Or do you already start planning and packaging up? In other words, have you packed? Because, see, my first question would be, have you packed? Or is everybody ready to go? And then, how about we do this? How about we locate where everybody is and we let them know this is moving day? And then we set up what's called a DC, a distribution center, and say, on this, the day before moving day, I suggest all of you bring your goods and services to the distribution center, because we will be going there. It will be protected. And oh, by the way, we will provide security from you where you are. Look, I don't know who went to live in Afghanistan. I've never seen Afghanistan on one of these shows where people go, I want to buy somewhere. What am I? They're like beachfront property. I've never seen Afghanistan. So I'm presuming most of the Americans in Afghanistan are State Department. People know who you are and why you're there. Your military, your State Department, or, which means wink, wink, your CIA, NSA, whatever. But wherever you are, I would think you're accountable. People would know where you live. Biden's people don't even know. So anyway, going back to our scenario, I would know where everybody is, and I would be on the phone. Listen, Carl, we're going to be over to D.C. in the morning. Make sure you have all your gear there. Do you need a truck? Do you need assistance? Do you need, protection? And then, you get everybody to the D.C. Then you say, okay, now we're going to take a convoy and we're going to go to the airport. We've already got the airport locked down. And oh, by the way, we've got the city surrounded with artillery. We got Air Force drones. We're ready to rock and roll. What part of this? Look, I don't know what resources are available, but I watch enough spy thrillers to know that we can protect people with drones and with our Air Force and coming from different bases, and we can keep the Taliban off. I know this for a fact. And despite having an absolute jackass leading our country in the military, we still have a strong military. Thankfully, it doesn't all depend on the commander-in-chief, which in this case is the pansy-in-chief. So no wonder independents and people are upset with Joe Biden. Let's play the first clip of General Kirby, because he's asked by, I believe, I'm not sure who this guy is that's interviewing him. I'm not sure if it's CNN or MSNBC. But he wants to know. He's like, where are we at on this thing? And here's what General Kirby had to say about how many people, Americans, are in Afghanistan, because he's talking about how they're going to get everybody out.
If I can get some specifics here, how many Americans do you believe to be in Afghanistan right now?
Well, we think there are certainly thousands of Americans. We don't have an exact count. I would say somewhere, best guess, between 5,000 and 10,000 that are near Kabul. There was a message put out by the State Department today, advising those Americans about how to queue up and how to get to the airport. So that we're now that security is better, they don't need to necessarily shelter in place, and they can begin movement to the airport for processing for flights out.
I don't know about you, but that inspired confidence to me, right? Let me just pick it apart a little bit with a little bit of Kevin Jackson logic, okay? We're not exactly sure how many people there are. There's somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000. That's a big gap. See, when you give a gap, and this is just for future reference, you say there's somewhere between 5,000 and 5,200. See, that's where the 5,000 seems legit. Because what he's telling you is, it's a lot closer to 10,000. And oh, by the way, it's a lot more than 10,000. Sorry to tell you. He doesn't want to give you the number because he's embarrassed. He gives you a range that is double the size. When somebody says, well, it's somewhere, how much are you going to make this year? Somewhere between 100 and 200,000. So you're going to make about 110? Let's just be real. But he doesn't know. And as I said earlier, this is the competence of the Biden administration. They don't know how many people are there. Does this remind you of Benghazi in a way? What difference does it make? So what, four people died and a bunch of others could have died. So what, we didn't know where everybody was. And we got some people killed and we had to bring people in on a day that we should have been prepared for. So what? What difference does it make? A big difference.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Taliban continues their takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. troops and Afghans are continuing to be taken out of the country. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup joins Fox News and says investigations need to look at what intelligence was available before withdrawing from Afghanistan.
We need to look back and we need to look at who said what. You know, what was our intelligence? What did the military advise the president? What types of things were being done?
President Biden saying he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. The Labor Department is reporting the lowest number of initial jobless claims filed since the pandemic began. The federal agency saying 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, marking a decline of 29,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says he's directing the Department of Education to use its legal authority against governors who are attempting to block and intimidate local school districts from requiring students and teachers to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes President Biden is obsessed with the mask issue.
You gotta wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is predicting Tropical Storm Henri will grow to hurricane strength by Friday. The storm is currently about 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, strengthening as it moves closer to the United States eastern seaboard. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you a very pointed question. Again, President Biden and the U.S. administration is putting the blame squarely on the Afghan government, now fallen, and the Afghan forces, which you have spent, in terms of the United States, 20 years trying to step up. Basically saying they had no will, it was their fault, we can't fight and win for them if they're not going to fight. Others have pointed out that the Afghan forces have fought, and that just in the last few years alone, they lost a total of 45,000 people. Do you believe that it was entirely the fault of the Afghan forces and government? No, absolutely not, Christiane. Look, clearly the Afghan people deserved better political leadership than what they've had over the past 20 years. And we saw the Afghan soldiers, many of whom fight bravely on the battlefield, with the United States and allied support. But to put this all on them is just shifting the blame. The fact is, President Biden owns this. He owns the mess, the catastrophe that has been created over the past couple weeks, and should own up to it. And really, at this point, we have to remedy the situation. We have to make sure that the airfield is secured, which I understand it is. But now we have to think about how do we go out and identify, locate, and help bring back the up to 15,000 Americans who are in country.
Now it's 15,000 in country. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor to Biden, who, by the way, maybe just pulled a Scaramouche because he completely threw this clown under the bus. This is sorely. He goes, you can't shift the blame. It's not entirely the fault of the Afghan forces and the government. He goes, yeah, they could have had better political leaders. Hey, memo to the left. So can we. He says, you can't shift the blame. President Biden owns this. He says, President Biden owns this. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden owns this. And then he goes on to say, this is the part I love. We didn't play the rest of the clip, but he goes on. He says, you know, we've got to figure out how to cobble back together some sort of agency that can keep us abreast of what's going on the ground. How are you going to do that? The Taliban, if you're not Taliban, you know, it's like trying to infiltrate the Hell's Angels. It's going to take a long time after you screw the pooch.
Anyway, again, I'm glad you guys are back. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. As I mentioned before, Biden gets an F from Republicans, an F from independents, and a C-minus from Democrats on the handling of Kabul. Democrats, if this is a C-minus for you, I would hate to see an F. People running down the runway trying to get out of a third world crap hole, jumping on airplanes to the point where the airplane took off and they were falling from the sky. How are you going to spin it? They've been trying. Oh, Biden's speech was amazing. It's funny how leftists love speeches. Either they love them or they love the. If you're good and you do, and you're performing like Trump, your speech was horrible. Oh, that speech did everything. It was a divisive speech. But when you're performing poorly, oh, the speech was amazing. It inspired people to go out and be better. The speech was a complete disaster at every level. For the record, I don't care who gave that speech. If you had the record of what Joe Biden has in Afghanistan right now, and you gave that speech and you were Lincoln, I would say, Lincoln, Abe, what have you been smoking?
Kevin, 87 years ago.
What? That was a horrible speech. His own people are getting after him saying, well, you know, that just isn't quite good enough. He gets an F. And every one of his people are getting F's. And it was funny, the State Department issued a thing that said, you know, the Taliban better behave. They better do right by these people. And they better do right by women. And they better do right by blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there going, are you out of your mind? It's like somebody get, oh, okay, you know what it reminds me of? It just hit me. It reminds me, and you guys are going to, this is an obscure reference, but I promise you, you'll get it. There's a dude, a boxer, his name is Lacey, big black dude, I mean, very cut and ripped. He was ripping through everybody. He was a champ, and he fought a scrawny little white dude named Calzaghe, who was also the champ. They both held belts, and it was a unification fight. And Lacey was like an overwhelming favorite. I'm talking like you had to bet $500 to win 100. You know, it was like a 5-1. Calzaghe, I remember in the interview, he says, oh, he goes, I'm going to beat Lacey. I think he's Irish or Scottish. Anyway, he goes, I'm going to beat Lacey. He goes, it's actually an easy fight for me. And people are going, he's going to destroy you. Have you seen him? He's a beast. And he is. I mean, Lacey's ripped and, you know, and he was, like I said, he was running through people. So the fight happens, and Calzaghe said, the man will barely touch me. And I'm not kidding you. Lacey got his butt kicked. By the third round, his head looked like it was the size of a pumpkin. I mean, it was so swollen. And they talked about how Calzaghe couldn't hit hard. Well, he didn't hit hard, but he hit often. And he would, boom, boom, boom. And at the end of the fight, they said to Lacey, well, you know, who was supposed to destroy him, you know, what do you have to say, former champ? He says, well, at least he didn't knock me out. I will never forget that. At least he didn't knock me out. And that's exactly the way I look at Biden. Biden trying to negotiate with the Taliban. Well, at least he didn't knock me out. So they're trying to make the Taliban, you better give some women some roles and stuff, and you better treat women with respect. This is you after you've jumped in the middle of a fight between, you know, you're going to protect the honor of a woman, and the dude who has the woman has just whooped your butt. And you're like, well, listen, I got my butt kicked. You better treat her right, or else I'll come back here and let you kick my butt again. So here's the Taliban responding to the threat and how they're going to deal with women. And it's funny because they're learning some diplomacy. They try to be diplomatic. When you hear this, you'll understand why I'm chuckling, because their diplomacy is so funny. But here's the Taliban responding to the warning of how they better treat women. Actually, we're going to play the Biden spokesperson on the Taliban working with the government. Then we'll play the second one, okay?
The fact is that a future Afghan government that upholds the basic rights of its people
that doesn't harbor terrorists and that protects the basic rights of its people, including the basic fundamental rights of half of its population, its women and girls. That is a government that we would be able to work with. If the Taliban, or any government that is to emerge, seeks to have the level of international assistance that was needed to sustain the Afghan government over the past 20 years, the words on the paper that emanated from New York today, from the Security Council, will have to mean something. That their actions will have to match some of the words that we have seen emanate from the Taliban.
God, nobody in the Biden administration inspires confidence. I mean, they're all just a bunch of little eunuchs, a bunch of little male hyenas, metrosexuals that can't, they're disgustingly feminine. Anyway, here's the Taliban's response to this dude's comments.
I have already mentioned that women will be allowed to work according to the principles of Islam. Women are very respectable to us. We respect them, and they will be allowed to work according to the principles of Islam.
And we are guaranteeing all their rights within the limits of Islam.
Well, there you have it. Women will get their rights with the Taliban within the limits of Islam. I can see the mass exodus of women going into Afghanistan now from America going, finally, we get our rights. We get to make a dollar for every minute. We no longer make 72 cents for a dollar or 66 cents. What is it, 65 cents for black women? Black women are going to make a mass exodus to the Middle East because I know they want to go and get some of that good quality women's rights from Islam, from the Taliban. What a farce. This had to be, seriously, one of the because here's the State Department. You know, if you want to get assistance from America, and you want to get, and you're, you know, and if you want to get, I mean, and this little metrosexual dude, I don't know why I'm talking country, but he's like, if you want to get assistance from America, yeah, that's better. If you want to get our assistance, you better listen up, and you better give women's rights and tell them, we will give women's rights. We respect women along the lines of Islam, okay? Fantastic. The world is a different place with Biden in charge, and you can see it, the Taliban. And by the way, China and Taiwan, brewing story on that. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People seem to forget the black donkey in the room when it comes to Afghanistan. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. No, not the pink elephant, the black donkey. Yeah, the Democrat who made all this happen, baby black Jesus. Do you remember the prisoner swap during the era of Zero? When Obama swapped 5 battle-hardened jihadis for this obscure white guy by the name of Bo Bergdahl. Well, those chickens have come home to roost in Captain Demento's coop. Sadly, Joe Biden now has somebody to blame for his public butt, well, sodomy, by the Taliban. His former boss, Baby Black Jesus, set the stage. He is the culprit. This was an article in the New York Post. When Obama released 5 Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, he assured a wary public that the dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. In fact, they were left to engineer Sunday's sacking of Kabul. Soon after gaining their freedom, some of the notorious Taliban 5 pledged to return to fight Americans in Afghanistan and made contacts with active Taliban militants there. But the Obama-Biden administration turned a blind eye to the disturbing intelligence reports, and it wasn't long before the freed detainees used Qatar as a base to form a regime in exile. I remember hearing about one of them being seen in the battlefield not long after that. But anyway, this guy says they set up a base in Qatar and eventually, you know, worked as if like they were from prison. You know, like, okay, no problem. We're out of Gitmo. And they built this new coalition. And it says eventually they were recognized by Western diplomats as official representatives of the Taliban during recent, quote, peace talks. These are people that we took off the battlefield because we said they were the most dangerous people in the world, the most dangerous terrorists. And Barack Obama, you guys will remember this, released them to get Bo Bergdahl. And everybody's like, why would you trade 5 hardened criminals for a traitor? And remember when Bo Bergdahl's dad got up and was speaking Arabic fluently on the White House lawn, thanking Obama for getting their son back? And look, I know there are people who, there's no man left behind or whatever. This guy walked away from his unit. He was not captured. He was a deserter. And he sympathized with them, which is the reason why he kept his head. This is amazing, folks. I hate always being right, but I'm used to it. And in this case, I'm right when I explain to people that leftism leads to bad outcomes, the infamous death spiral, because the Taliban kept its promise to keep fighting America to the death. There was nothing Obama, what could he possibly think that was going to do? And let me tell you, the implications, he helped the Taliban and he freed a guy who is an Islamic sympathizer that was in our military. What did he think was going to happen when he swapped Bo Bergdahl for 5 of the deadliest people on the planet? I theorized at one point that maybe he wanted Hillary to be forced to solve the problem. You know, pushed it off to her to say, you know, she, what is she going to do? I don't know. I mean, at this point, it's like trying to get into the head of a madman. Anyway, Trump put all the jihadis on notice when he got in because Hillary obviously didn't make it. Kankles got derailed. But he put them on notice that he would bomb the S out of them. Do you remember when he said that? Very different approach than Barack Obama. So here's my point. And for the record, just so you know where I'm going with this, the leader of this insurgent of Taliban into Kabul is one of those guys. One of the guys that Barack Obama freed. When I tell you that these are patient people, they have conviction. Folks, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, learn. They're patient people. Are we patient? Look, we have watched a coup happen to us. We've watched the Democrats for decades do what they do. I'm asking you right now, if we take the necessary first steps and we do what the Taliban is doing, we can survive these folks and we can defeat them. Because, see, the Taliban can't defeat us. They can defeat leftists. They cannot defeat a conservative-run America. They flatly can't. And we'll get, let me get all religious, but if God be for us, who can be against us? See, God doesn't like ugly, and that's what they represent, ugly. Now, look, I don't have a problem with those folks. Whatever they want to do on their end, if they want to live, you know, in, with Hammurabi code and, you know, this backwards way that they treat human beings, that's on them. And the people who want to be, there are people who would love to live like that. We have girls that want to be Taliban wives here in America. Send them. Send them. But for the, if you want that lifestyle, fine. I'm not going to debate you on that. But don't try to force it on me. And that's the problem. Look, we all knew there was something stinky about the Bergdahl swap. Because who swaps five bad guys for a questionable soldier? You want the answer? A Muslim terrorist. And if the last few weeks have proven anything, it has validated our suspicions about Obama being a radical Islamist sympathizer. That's what I wrote at the time that it happened. Obama has snubbed the French after the, their attack, still won't declare a faction of Islam as terrorists, and now he's headed to Riyadh to honor the deceased Saudi despot. And there are many other examples. That's what I wrote in 2015 about this swap. Well, guess what? Today, those bad guys are Biden's problem. Obama cashed out. He's living the good life. Biden's not going to be quite as lucky. So if we're looking for the origin, because that's what you should be doing, like with the origins of the Wu flu. The origins of the Wu flu are in Wuhan, China. The origin of the terror that we have right now is based on the terrorists that we had in our White House for 8 years, a sympathizer to everything anti-American, everything antithetical to what you and I believe. That's what we're dealing with. That is the outcome of a leftist policy that said, I'm going to shut down Gitmo and I'm going to release the baddest guys on the planet in exchange for a guy that nobody in America wants. By the way, where is Bo Bergdahl? You think he's on some FBI watch list? Given what he did? I doubt it. Probably making millions of dollars. Probably on a speaking circuit. I don't know. I don't know and I don't care. But here's what I can tell you. You're not going to have any media talking about, I mean, fake news media talking about this being the origins of the very problems that Joe Biden faces. And the bad news for Biden, because if he had a place to deflect, it would be good for him. Because let me tell you, those images are now emblazoned. Joe Biden said, you're not going to see helicopters landing on buildings to evacuate people. No, you're going to see big military transports that are having to fight their way down the runway as hundreds, if not thousands of people are begging to be put on. As people are falling from the sky, they want out so bad. The images for Biden are far worse. The images for the Democrats and leftism are far worse. And you can't let them live it down. You have to apply this to every single thing this man has done. And I gave you examples of the terrorism that occurs in big cities all over this country run by Democrats every day. The terrorism of this Wu flu scam that these people have going. Still trying to get mass vaccinations. Now they want, don't let them eat. Don't let them shop at a grocery store. Don't let them go into a restaurant. They want to starve you out. I'll talk about that another day. All these things are the things that the left are trying and not being successful at. And we have to make sure we drive these points home. We have to make sure that where you put your time and your energy, your resources, particularly your financial resources, are in things that are pushing back against the nonsense. And now you got the perfect backdrop, an abject, utter failure that the world witnessed.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.